Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday to you here on Sports Daily. It is Jake Albrock, Tommy Gester. We are glad to be with you here for the next little while. It is a fun day on the show today because we will be giving away lots of things. We got a couple sets of concert tickets. We got Wind Surge tickets. We've got HTO. We'll do it all over the next couple hours. So make sure you stay tuned for your opportunity to win all of it. And we are happy to do it for you. It's an exciting time of year. NFL schedules are out. We will go through the details, most specifically for the Chiefs. We'll also take a bird's eye look around the league. The Royals lose the series in Houston. Rinse, wash, repeat with the offensive problems a little bit and another really strong starting pitching performance, but it was not enough against the Astros. We'll dig into that. Our buddy Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, stops by the program as well. Alongside Tommy Gester, Max Power, I'm Jacob Albrock. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday. Busy day. We've got a lot to dive into with the schedule release, as you mentioned, and baseball to talk about. NBA playoffs continue as well. Somehow, some way, the Celtics get it done last night without Jason Tatum. And, you know, just when you thought that the Knicks were going to be able to kind of pull away and take advantage of that, we are reminded that they are the New York Knicks and they do not make things easy on themselves. So a lot to get to on the program today.
That's correct. I still think they'll be okay in that series. Boy, if they're not, you want to talk about an epic meltdown. We'll get into all of that. We'll take your calls at 869-1240. That is the KFH hotline. We can take your comments through our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, and X. Also, thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. And of course, we've got the Odyssey app, kfhradio.com. Through the Odyssey app, you can actually leave us voice messages. It's a pretty cool little feature on there that we know some folks like to take advantage of. That's all open for you all the way through. Tommy, schedule release, get you excited. I didn't watch one schedule release video last night. I didn't catch it. I don't know what any of them were, if there were any good ones. That part of it feels like it's worn off because the whole thing gets leaked out throughout the week.
I'm kind of over that. It was a fun novelty the first couple of years that all the NFL teams did their produced videos and all of that. And I saw somebody on social media like do a really good job of listing out a thread of all of the different team ones one by one. So you, if you wanted to and you had the time, you could go through and watch every single schedule release video. I didn't watch any of them. I didn't even watch the Chiefs. It's not that I don't care, because I do care. I just would rather look at a graphic and see what the teams are that they're playing and in what week, as opposed to sitting through a 10-minute video to watch it.
That's right. I agree completely. Totally agree.
And it was, fun when it lasted, right? Like, we talked about the one.
It's probably still fun.
We talked about one that the Titans did a couple of years ago that took the world by storm. Like, it was, like, don't get me wrong, very creative, very well done. The creative teams, you know, as part of these organizations put out such great videos and such great content. I just don't have the time. I don't know.
That's exactly what it is. Like, eventually, social media will do its job. It'll sort of filter through what the really good ones are, and the handful will get, you know, a special attention. And then we will take that, and then we'll be like, oh, okay. But it's going to take some time. It's, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Super Bowl commercials, right? Like, maybe you can't watch them all as they're happening, but eventually you're going to make your way to them, right? Like, at least the really good ones, but they kind of get leaked out before now. So maybe you saw them before, so it's fine. But yeah, we've been looking at the schedule for a while, for a few weeks. We've wondered what they were doing, and you know, all of these different things, and people have been leaking it out, and they do a really good job of that. And most of the time, they're completely right in their reporting of what happens. We get the preseason schedule, all of it. It's all there for us now. So we'll dig into all of it and kind of get a little bit predictive. We've known the opponents, but we can look at it. The Chiefs, certainly in prime time, just tons and tons. That shouldn't surprise anybody. That's kind of where they land all the time now.
More than anybody else in the league?
For the NFL, we'll ask that question. I think it's an interesting question. But it's all there. It's all there. Royals, Tommy, disappointing, frustrating last night. Again, opportunities in the game that they just can't take advantage of. And here we go. Vinny Pasquantino up with bases loaded. Ground ball. Salvador Perez 0-for in the series with 6 strikeouts. I don't know what I mean. They're gonna have to break those two up in the middle of the lineup. They have to. They just, like, they gotta be able to do something. They gotta be more productive in those key spots. Everybody else is kind of hitting now.
It was another game where we saw Vinny Pasquantino back in the 3-hole. You know, he's kind of going back and forth, alternating. It's almost like one game at a time, one in the 3-hole, one time batting 6th, and then kind of back and forth. Every single Royal starter had a hit in the game except for Pasquantino and Perez. Now, Pasquantino walked at one point and he scored a run. But as far as hitting is concerned, when your number 3 and number 4 hole hitters are going over in the game and everybody else in the lineup is contributing at least one hit, yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that you've got to try to figure out a way to split those guys up, get a little bit of distance between them in the lineup. I don't think that you make changes with their playing time or anything like that, because, you know, they're very important pieces on the team and you want to continue to have them in the lineup and work their way through the slump and everything, you know, that they're going through right now. But I don't disagree with you as far as getting a little bit of separation between the two in the lineup.
Look, the Twins are on a 10-game win streak. I'm not trying to overreact to it. I just think we've got to pay attention to how good this division's going to be. The Twins are on a 10-game win streak. They're only now a game behind the Royals. So you're looking at 4 teams here that look like they're going to be in the mix again. And I don't think all 4 of them are going to make the postseason. It's possible, but highly unlikely. And so this stuff matters now in mid-May. I mean, it just does. Like, they can't a slump or anything else. We're a month and a half into this season. Like, we can't be talking. This isn't just small, like, aberrations of things. And again, I will acknowledge this is the time of the year that, you know, there were kind of like Vinny Pasquantino trade rumors a year ago, and then he finally picked it up and it turned. Maybe that happens again, or maybe he is what he is. Salvi's a year older and they need to infuse a little something into the lineup. I mean, I think that's probably the longer we go with this, that's the more likely scenario.
I think the other thing, too, and we can talk about this as the show goes on, it wasn't just limited to the lack of production from those two guys. Last night, in the micro, the game itself, I don't see why Matt Quatrero had Michael Lorenzen come out and pitch in the eighth. I thought that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a
dumb move. You know, just go to the bullpen at that point. Your bullpen has been really good for the most part. You've had a couple of little hiccups here and there from guys like Steven Cruz and John Schreiber lately, but you know, by and large, you've got Lucas Ersig, you've got obviously Estevez in the back end of your bullpen. And there really was, in my opinion, there was no reason in that tight of a ball game to have your starter go back out in the eighth. He did a really good job overall, a good pitching performance through seven. Tip your cap to him, go to the bullpen. I thought that was a mistake.
Yeah, his pitch count was really low. I think the biggest reason that I agree with you is because they have the day off today.
Right.
Just use Ersig and Estevez.
Yep.
Right? Like, it'd be different if they weren't really good on the back end. And his pitch count was very low. So there was, and he was being effective. So under normal circumstances, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Let your starter ride it a little bit because the bullpen's been, it was an off day today. They could have used Estevez anyway. Just use him and then take your day off to get your rest. All right, we'll come back. Let's dig into this Chiefs schedule. We'll get more into the Royals as we make our way through. Thanks to Pray Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. We'll be back on Sports Daily.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. We've got a lot of things to give away for you this week. So let's start it off, Tommy, with a concert giveaway. And we'll do a text contest here first. This is the Gone Fishing Tour featuring Kingfish and Samantha Fish at the Cotillion. This will be a week from today, Thursday, May 22nd. This one is, we're going to do that one in a minute. So Gone Fishing, hang tight. We'll do that at the end of this segment. At the beginning of this segment, let's do Static X. That's our text giveaway. Got my concerts mixed up there. So this one will be Static X. That one's on May 26th. And that one is a texting contest. You can text the letter X to the short code 20357. Message and data rates apply. You can enter once a day. Again, that's X to 20357 for Static X tickets at the Cotillion. We'll give away Gone Fishing Tour tickets toward the end of the segment here. So stay tuned for that. All right, Tommy, the schedules are out. We've known the Chiefs' opponents for a while, which means we've known it's going to be an insanely difficult schedule this year. I think there are not a lot of surprises here. We've kind of known they were playing some holiday games. We already knew about, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. 7 is, in fact, the number for primetime games. We kind of guessed that right. It's a lot. The Chiefs are front and center again this year. That doesn't surprise us. What's really interesting to me about it is it's really front loaded into that prime time. It's something like they're in 5 primetime games in the first 8 weeks of the season. 5 out of 8. Man, we pay attention to the Chiefs every day. I've seen people in Kansas City saying this. I think we're getting on a little bit. We're pushing it a little bit here with Chiefs overload.
I mean, you can definitely tell who the cash cow in the NFL is, right? Yeah, I mean, the NFL absolutely wants to ride that train with ratings and revenue and all of that, right? And like, that's what they should do. That's the whole point of, why they want to have the top teams in the most premier spots. You said 7 primetime games. You were spot on yesterday in your prediction with that. And that's the most in the NFL. There are a handful of teams that have 6 primetime games, but nobody has 7. I think it's that, number one. And then number two, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the holiday games that the Chiefs have. I saw a lot of conversation on social media, people joking around like, you know, just waiting to see who the Chiefs play on Columbus Day, you know, because it seems like the NFL wants to have the Chiefs in every high-profile spot, whether we're talking about a primetime game or a standalone window, one way or another. They want Kansas City in front and center view, and I don't blame them. It's a lot. You use the word overload. I don't disagree with you on that, but I definitely understand why they do it. If the NFL could put the Chiefs on every week in primetime, they would absolutely do it if they felt like it would make them money.
It's overload. It's not overload because the Chiefs aren't interesting. It's not overload because it's not the right financial decision or ratings decision for the NFL. It's not even that it's overload that they're becoming like the evil empire. They're the bad guys. You either love them or hate them. I think all of that stuff's fine and good, and not the thing for me that does it. It's that they're missing opportunities to find the next one. You know, like, there are so many interesting, compelling, ascending teams in the league that they also could be taking advantage of. I think that's it for me. It's not that, look, the same thing with Brady. Like, it's good to have a bad guy. The Chiefs are sort of, they're a little bit harder to make into a bad guy because so many of their players are very likable and popular. But, you know, the league needs a bad guy. They need a Brady. They need whatever it is. And the Chiefs can fill that role. And that's fine.
That's who they've become. They've evolved into that for sure.
Yep, they have. They have just because they've been successful. They have because people manufacture it and all these things. But we're missing, I think, opportunities to get, like, Jaden Daniels should be in primetime a ton after what he did a year ago. why don't we see CJ Stroud and the Texans in primetime after the rookie season he put together? Obviously, we want the Bills and the Ravens in there a ton.
We want the Lions in there because
Joe Burrow's a fantastic. Why aren't the did you watch a Bengals game last year? They were all insanely entertaining because they were all shootouts with Burrow. Like there are the Lions are ascending. You've got the Eagles. The Eagles will be well represented. They'll be all right. But there are a lot of great young, like interesting. You got to try to get the next one.
But I'm not sure that's never been the motivation of the NFL. It's not about trying to develop new teams in primetime. It's about striking while the iron is hot and having teams that are already there, already at the top of the mountain, be the most represented. I mean, there's a reason why you've got the Chiefs having the most primetime games, and then the very next team below them are the Dallas Cowboys. Are the Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl contenders? No, they're not Super Bowl contenders. But they've always been in the limelight. They've always been front and center. And so the NFL, and that's been the way it's been for forever, for decades now. The NFL is not in the business of developing new entertaining teams. They're in the business of, you know, I guess really like leaning on and promoting heavily the teams that are already there. And that's why you've got the Cowboys in a ton of primetime games, and they always have been.
They're not always good, though, right?
Doesn't matter. Like for the NFL in primetime, that's not what it is. That's not the motivation. The motivation from the NFL is, man, we really need to see other teams get really, really good. No, they're going to take who the most popular teams are, and that's who they're going to put in primetime. They're not in the business of developing new dynasties. They're in the business of milking the ones that are currently in place.
They're for sure. The question is, should they be? Right.
They're not going to.
Well, they did it eventually. I mean, it didn't take the Chiefs long to get thrust into this. And certainly there's the Taylor Swift effect. And I get that. And that it's very real. They definitely have amplified it even more now that they know they've become a pop culture.
I mean, think about the time, think about the years and years and years, and for good reason. I'm not saying that the NFL was wrong in this, but the years and years that they milked the Brady and Belichick dynasty. Like it seemed like every single week you turned on the TV and in some kind of primetime slot, you saw the Patriots. That's just the way that it was. That's what the NFL, that's their job. Like it's the most popular and the most successful team in the country and year in and year out. And the NFL is going to make sure that those guys are front and center on the highest pedestal possible. They're not saying, man, we'd really like to see the Jacksonville Jaguars be the next dynasty. So we're going to put them in a few more primetime slots too. Like they're not in the business of that. They're in the business of taking what is already popular and totally maximizing it.
Yeah, I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm wondering if it's a little much. And I think it's, and honestly, if it was seven games and it was five, if it was spread out throughout the season, it probably wouldn't matter. But man, five times in the first 8 weeks is going to be a lot. Like it's going to be a lot.
I guarantee you that the NFL probably has an entire department of people, and they've got spreadsheets, and they've got probably some kind of algorithm where they can determine what each individual team, when they put them in primetime, and maybe the networks have this too.
What they're
going to make in advertising revenue off each individual team. And I guarantee you that the Kansas City Chiefs are at the very top of the list. And so
they are now. Yeah, they totally are. That's pretty widely reported.
And so it's like, why not totally? I mean, why not put them, like I said, in 18 weeks, if they could put the Chiefs in 18 primetime games, they would probably do that.
We got to separate the business side of it because it's very obvious and correct from the business side. I mean, from the fans' perspective, like, would it be better? Would the league be better served to the fans?
But the league doesn't care about that. I mean, I know you're trying to separate out the business side of it.
I know what they're doing. Tommy, I know they're doing it on purpose. I'm saying, should they care more about that? I know they don't. It's very obvious that they don't. It's should they care more about trying to plug? And I don't know. I mean, I'd have to really, because I saw, and the reason it's the number one headline on several things, and I saw a bunch of Kansas City people talking about it yesterday, because there's even Kansas City people are we're making people hate the Chiefs. That part of it doesn't even bother me. And none of it bothers me, by the way. I don't care because I'm watching the Chiefs anyway. It's irrelevant to me. I just like, I think sometimes you don't look enough to the future and only stare what's directly in front of you. And here's why. And even if you carry it back over into the business side of things, the part of the reason the Chiefs are as popular as they are is because A, the success, that's the most important thing, but B, a part of the reason they're so compelling, people love them, people hate them, is because they play so many games in primetime. They're always front and center. We've talked about it's why people think there's a referee bias. It's not because they get any more or less calls than anybody else. It's that their games are always in the windows where we're only watching that game, right? That's why there's this perception that they get, or you know, they get these calls or whatever, because we see it every week, only that game, right? It's not up against all the other games. When in reality, there's bad officiating in all the games, right? You see it in every game. It's just we're always watching them. So there's always cause and effect. So when there's cause and effect, are you better served to try to get another Chiefs? Now you've got two of them. And I think the closest thing to who's right on the cusp of potentially captivating and taking our attention the way that they, I think Dan Campbell and the Lions have become a little bit compelling, which really surprises me, quite honestly. The Bills and Ravens are probably already there. It's the Commanders. Like, I think the Commanders should be the next team the league should be watching, just because the way Jaden Daniels played, his style of play, and how quickly they got that turned around. They've made some additions where they could. I mean, is it totally out of the realm to see a year two jump for them the way we saw the year two jump for the Chiefs in the Patrick Mahomes era? I don't think it is. But like, what about watching for those teams and just identifying a little quicker who that's going to be? I don't have those data spreadsheets. Yeah,
I don't.
In front of me,
I don't.
So I don't know the form.
I don't think that it's necessarily finding another team. I mean, whether or not it should be, I think that's a different debate. But I'm not sure that's what the NFL looks at.
It's not what the NFL looks like. The NFL is just going to cram it down your throat.
But I think if the NFL wants to try to find something that is more compelling, they did this for years and years in the Brady years when it was Brady versus Manning. It was always a quarterback matchup, right? And the NFL has tried to do that over the last few years with Mahomes. It's always Mahomes and Burrow, Mahomes and Allen, Mahomes and Herbert.
They play the Bills every year.
Right. And so
that's on purpose.
I think that is the only kind of detriment to a Commanders push. And I know they play each other this year, so I guess this year they can have that.
And it's in prime time.
But it's not like the Chiefs play the Commanders every single year, where the NFL would love to have a divisional rivalry like that, right? Like, and that's why for a while we got Mahomes and Herbert, and like that was the conversation. But you know, they've tried to schedule Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Mahomes and Josh Allen, and forever it was Mahomes and Joe Burrow, and what's going to happen in the regular season versus the postseason. The problem is that when the most important game happens in the playoffs, by and large, Mahomes and the Chiefs win those games. And so it's been lopsided outside of one AFC championship game against the Bengals. So that's what the NFL is looking at. They're looking at compelling storyline matchups, less about who's the next team to push and more about what's the next quarterback matchup that we want to push.
So here's the other reason that it's pretty unavoidable with the Chiefs this year. It's because every game they play, it seems like, is a good game. Like, The fact that they cross over with the NFC East means only the Giants is not interesting there.
But that game is even in primetime. Like, would the New York Giants, like, primetime if they weren't playing the Chiefs? Absolutely
not. That's a very poor decision, by the way, by NBC. See, that's a great example, honestly. That's an example of why on earth would the league, we know the Giants are going to not be good. Why in the world in week three? Why in week three are we watching Chiefs Giants? That's a mistake. That's going to be a terrible game, right? Like, and so that's part of it there. Like, there are all of these great games. A part of the reason the Chiefs are in it, I mean, it really is. Like, you can look at of games that we would assume would just, like, there's very little chance will be compelling. And this is the NFL, and there's always a chance. But you know what I'm saying. it's that game against the Giants. It's the Raiders games this year. So that's three. And it's the Titans. Four. That's it. There are only four games we look at on the Chiefs schedule that you could say, boy, yeah, you could put that game in primetime. All but four. And one of them that's on that list is ends in up in primetime.
I think they only play four games in the regular season that are noon kickoffs. And I mean, that was kind of the way it was last year as well. There were very, very few noon kickoffs on Sunday for the Chiefs. There's one other reason that we have not even mentioned as to why the Chiefs are so heavily featured in primetime. I think it's nobody has, like, he hasn't come out and said this definitively, but most people believe this is Travis Kelce's last year. So it's kind of like a farewell tour a little bit. You know, we've seen that in sports a lot, where you've got the huge star that's kind of going out, his swan song, and the way that he's celebrated throughout the entire year. And so, again, he hasn't definitively come out and said that yet at this point that he's done after this season, but most people believe that that's probably going to happen. So I can imagine the networks are being like, look, we've got one more chance to feature Travis Kelce and probably Taylor Swift as much as possible in primetime. We are going to do that as often as we can.
That's true. That's true. And I don't even know how often they'll be allowed to be flexed in or anything like that. It's man, isn't it interesting, though? There's remember back. What are we now in? This all started kind of in 2019, like 6 years. It feels like it's been two decades. It really hasn't. Like, and that's what's crazy.
The number of years that, like, we knew that the majority of the Chiefs games were going to be at noon on a Sunday. Like, that was just the routine. Like, you know, go to church, grab some lunch, get home, get kickoff. Every single week it was routine. And now they barely play Sundays at noon at all.
Yeah, it's hard to find it. All right, let's talk about this schedule on the Chiefs. Tommy, from a football perspective now, all the, you know, who cares when they play the games perspective? Who cares where they play the games perspective? What channel they play the games perspective? This is a good look. They get a week 10 bye, which is great. That's what you want, right? You couldn't cherry pick a better spot to have the bye sort of toward that back end for the postseason. So that's a good thing for the Chiefs. Get it between what looks like two tough games, a tough part of their schedule. It's between two road games at Buffalo, at Denver. That's good for the Chiefs, I think. So, you know, just placement of the bye, if we start there, I think that's about as good as the Chiefs could have hoped for.
I think so, too. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that there was all the conversation towards the end of the season last year about how the Chiefs got their bye relatively early and then they played a stretch of brutal games. It was, what, three games in 10 days or something towards the end of the regular season last year. That was a big deal and not ideal for the Chiefs, although they were able to handle it pretty well from a performance standpoint. So I like where the bye week is this year for them, and I like how, as we break down the schedule, even though it's difficult and it's front-loaded and all of that, I don't see things like we saw last year where they had to cram a bunch of games in a really short period of time.
They get a stretch where they get three home games in a row, which is pretty interesting. And it's a difficult portion, right? It's Detroit, well, then Raiders, but then Commanders. So I think that's good for the Chiefs. They don't have a stretch, Tommy, where they play more than two games in a row on the road. And here's what's really fascinating about that. The only time they go back-to-back on the road, they have the bye week in between them. So the Chiefs were never going to get any favors based on the opponents they played in the schedule, but they get a stretch where they go three straight games at home, they get Texans, Chargers in back-to-back weeks at home, and they never have to play two games on the road back-to-back because, again, that bye week. That is, boy, That's pretty good stuff for the Chiefs. Like, that is all when you've got a couple of aging players and all the things, like, that is pretty advantageous for the Chiefs. Like, I would say if you're a Chiefs fan today and you're looking for the small nuances of any advantage you can get in an NFL season, we already knew the schedule based on the opponents was going to be brutal. I'm not sure you could have cherry picked and made this any better for the Chiefs than the way it laid out, as far as where and when and all those things for the games to be played.
Yeah, I mean, I think that knowing that you've got this bye week in the middle sandwiched between games at Buffalo and at Denver, remember the Broncos gave the Chiefs all they could handle in both matchups.
And they will,
absolutely. I mean, it took a last-second field goal block for the Chiefs to split that series against Denver last season. So the fact that you've got a bye week right before you go to Denver, I think is really advantageous for the Chiefs, and they should be happy about that. You know, I guess that if you look later in the schedule, you know, yeah, you've got a stretch of games. The week 15 through 17 stretch is going to be crucial. They've got two divisional matchups, the Chargers and then the Broncos again on Christmas, and then a Titans game sandwiched in between on December 21st. That's a fairly quick turnaround from the 21st to the 25th. And so they'll have to prepare for that for sure. But really, there's not a whole lot that I'm looking at where I'm like, man, they got screwed, you know, in that with their schedule.
I think overall, there's not one spot.
It's difficult. It's tough. It's one of the tougher schedules in the NFL. But all in all, I'm pretty happy with the way it all panned out.
That's what I mean. Like, there's nothing you were going to do about the opponents. The opponents are the opponents, right?
But where they play, like what week are they going on the road? Are they at home? Yep. Like, I think all in all, I feel really good about it.
To your term on the getting screwed, it just didn't happen. It doesn't happen on this schedule.
Yep.
It's not there. And it was there a bunch last year. And so when you get predictive with things, we said this yesterday, I think there is almost a 0% chance they are 15-1 going into week 17 again. Let's not let that be the expectation, because that's what they were a year ago.
And I'm seeing that their over under win total right now after the release came out is 11.5. I think that's interesting. Like, I had to take a second to think about how I feel about it. And I think probably over is the play. I think 12-5 should be doable. If not better than that, 13-4 perhaps. But yeah, I mean, 11.5, that's interesting.
Yeah, that'll get juiced way down. 12-5 is, that would be a steep decline. The problem with it is, and this is where Vegas may have its, you know, its win on this. People are just going to remember last year that they only lost the one real regular season game. All of that, that's all people are going to remember. And so that will get hammered. That's going to get juiced way down if it's at 11-5. I think Vegas is telling you there's no way they're going 15-1 again into week 7. And I agree. Is it 13-4? You know, would it be 12-4 going into 13, that final game?
Well, yeah. I think the question then becomes, will they have the division and the bye wrapped up at
that
point?
I don't
think they will.
I don't either. And so, like, and the reality is, if they only had 10 or if they only had 11 wins and need the 12th, they're not going to have their playoff outcome wrapped up at that. That's not going to be good enough
exactly.
to have that wrapped up. There's no way with all the great teams there are that somebody else, hell, even in the division, isn't sitting in that same range, right? Like that could be the Chargers. That could be the Broncos for all we know. I don't think either of those teams are ready to like challenge the Chiefs in the AFC West, but I think they're both playoff teams. You know, playoff caliber teams. I haven't actually predicted the playoffs or done any of that yet. But yeah, I think that if nothing else, let that number tell you to appropriately set your expectations. Don't let your expectations be 15-1 going into week 17 like it was a year ago. And all just remember how easily 15. What could it? I mean, honestly, like if we think back to the early part of the year before they got healthy, 15-1. I mean, it could have been. It could have been 10-6, Tommy. There were that many, like, they got lucky. It wasn't even just like they said, like, they legitimately got lucky to win a whole bunch of games early the way they did. I don't think that would have ultimately impacted their ability to get to the Super Bowl or anything else. It's just what happened, right? And so, yeah, set your expectations appropriately. There are potential losses up and down the schedule. We just mentioned it. There are four. That's it. Games that you look at now and be like, oh yeah, they'll win that game. That's it. The two Raiders games, the Giants, the Titans. You're going to tell me you're guaranteeing a win over the Colts? I don't know that that's a,
I'd maybe throw in the Jags game, although that is in Jacksonville on Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
so who knows?
New coach. And I know Trevor Lawrence has struggled, but we've seen good Trevor Lawrence and they've got a talented roster. So yeah, I look, four. So set your expectations appropriately. you know, this is, who knows? I think that the Chiefs are still going to be, for me, the team out of the AFC to go to the Super Bowl, but it ain't going to be easy, and it may not go through Arrowhead because of this schedule. It's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. I want to just, speaking of football, we joke around all the time about Travis Kelce, Mr. Gossip Guy now, and he's thinner and he has long hair. This him being thin thing has me thinking, like, he's really going to maybe be in a different position this year than ever before. I really think, like, they may just kind of use him as a receiver. And I think it's a great idea, by the way.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, I think he definitely wants to get himself in a position to be the most effective player he can be as he heads out the door.
Receiver, right? Because if
you know, I think all around still player, there whatever block. They need him to do, if he can be effective, he'll do it.
Yeah, that's what they need him to do. All right, when we come back, we've got more giveaways. We've got Royals to talk about. Tim Fitzgerald joins as well. Don't go away. More Sports Daily coming right up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.